Okay, so we're up to continuing the Gemara, and Malaf and Mabez. So the Gemara basically just got up to the point that you could learn out Shlichos, you could learn out Shlichos across the board from the combination of the Limud by Gerushin and the Limud by Karban. And there would be no need to have a Limud by Truma, because you'd be able to deduce Truma, Shlich works by Truma, from a binyanav, Mishnei Ksuvim, from those two. Okay? Fine. So prior to this, the Gemara had a limud by Truma, of Ga'atem Gam'atem, to teach you that Shlichus worked. But now that the Gemara shows that you don't need a limud by Truma, because you have the ability to learn it out from the combination of Gerushin and Kodshim, so now you have a free limud of Gam'atem. So what's it teaching you? Where it says Gam Atam. So I forgot exactly how possible, but it says that the Gam Atam should take off the Chumas Maiser, the Chumas. Okay, the Chumas Maiser from the Maiser. It's going to Levium. So the Gemara says, what's it teaching you? So it says, Mi boy le lechadur of Yanai. Okay, so this is again, my mouth and base about halfway down the page. Because Yanai is the first one in line. The Amar of Yanai, Gam Atam. Ma Atam b'nei Beres, Av Shluchachem b'nei Beres. So just like you guys are part of the bris of Klal Yisrael, you're Jewish, so too, your shluchim have to be part of the bris. Okay? Rashi, l'chadur av Yanai, l'hochi kosav gam l'rabuye shliach. Okay, this is why it said Gam, to include the Shliach. Now, really, you wouldn't have had to include Shliach, because you already know Shliach, by Gichurma. But it mentioned Shliach to Mishum Deboi Le'akushe Le'Meshalcho, because they wanted to compare the Shliach to the Meshaleach. Le'Meimar Debe'oved Kochav Impossel. To teach you that a guy is possible. So it's by saying Gam Atem means also the Shliach. Because Gam is a Reba, including not only you could do it, but even the Shliach, so it's a comparison. You could do it, or the Shliach could do it. So it's comparing the you and the Shliach. So in doing so, you learn out there's a comparison between the two. Namely, just like you guys are Jewish, involved in the bris of Klal Yisrael, so to a Shliach, it has to be Jewish and involved in the bris of Klal Yisrael. Okay? So far so good? Okay, so I'm going to have to define this, right? What's the limit? Fine. So it says, so the Gemara says, Halam alikra? What, do you need a pasuk, a limud to teach me that a shliach has to be Jewish? Midi Rebbe Chia bar Abba Amar Rebbe Yochanan nafka. You could already learn it out from the statement of Chia bar Abba and then Rebbe Yochanan. De Amar Rebbe Chia bar Abba Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Ein ha eved nas a shliach lekabel get miyad baila shalisha. So an Eved Kanani, I believe, Eved Kanani, who has the status of a Jew, women, okay, mitzvot vis-a-vis like women, but he can't just go and start doing marriage. His kedushin is under the Baal, right? The Baal marries him off to the Shavuot or whatever. So Eved can't be a shliach to accept a get from a husband. Can't be a shliach for the woman. Why? Lefi she'eino b'toras kitin v'kedushin. Because since he is not in the ballpark of Gittin Mekedushin, he doesn't come under the framework of Gittin Mekedushin, so he can't be a shliach for Gittin and Kedushin. Rashi, Lefi She'eino, Alma Lobo Ikra, he doesn't need a pasuk, he's not quoting any pasuk, Demisvara Islan Lameimar. Because you could say all you need is a simple svara. Demidi Delo Shayach Bey, Lo misavid ala hashliach, something that he's not shayach to, he can't be a shliach for it. Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn that from a Levi; he learned that from a svara. So you should say so too. A goy should not be able to be a shliach for your truma or for anything, because he's not in the world of tov mitzvos. Right? So it's just like over Rabbi Yochanan didn't need a pasuk. So why do you need a pasuk? You mean a goy can't be a shliach? So you're back to the problem of what's Gamatem. What are you saying Gamatem is teaching you that God can be a shliach? You already know that. So Gemara answers, It says, itzdrach. No. The svara alone would not suffice, and you need a pasuk. Salkadaitach amina eved delav baraterahu klal. That's by an eved who isn't shaykh to the world of Gittin Rekedushin altogether. Zero. Avalove gochavim, how will the isay betruma denavshay? But a goy, since he could take off his own truma, he is in the framework of truma, the tanan. You see a goy who takes off truma on his produce, it has a status of truma. Ema shliach nami of it. So svara alone, I would say he could be a shliach. Again, because he's not like an Eved is totally out of the framework of Gita Mekedushin. So he can't be a shliach for it. But a guy is not totally out of the parsha of a Shuma Samayash. So he could take off his own Shuma. Or Shuma. He could take off his own Shuma. So I would think so too. He could be a shliach for Israel. Kamash Malon. Atem. Gam Atem. Which compares the shliach to the Mishalayach. Just like a shliach, the Mishalayach is a Ben Bris. So to the shliach has to be a Ben Bris. Okay, is it Rashi? Lav bar heterahu. Garcinan. Eno, this is talking about that, but Eno b'shum tzad heter eshazesh. He's not involved in any part of the heter of an eshazesh. She eno megaresh. He doesn't do megaresh altogether. The eno kedushin. He doesn't have kedushin, so he's not shaykh altogether to the whole. So, what do you mean? Eno b'shum tzad heter eshazesh, you know? He's not on any side of the head. It's a good question what that means, but so he's totally removed from the whole framework of Eishes Esh because he doesn't have kedushin, so he can't have. There's no garrison, there's no kedushin, there's nothing. Although Chol Mitzvah Truma Denavshei, Shere Tarmu Eshalam Truma Asa Truma, they also Lazarim. As if they, what does it mean? They're Truma as Truma. It means that Zar is not allowed to eat it. The Kesaver Ein Kinyan Lo Chol Meretzishol Afkia Umeriach Lo Chol Meino Potem Ena Truma. It's fine. So how you learn out that a guy's truma works. But it works. That's the bottom line. Okay, so this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. So if you just read this from this Gemara, would you say that this lima, that a guy can't be a shliach, would you say this is talking about specifically by truma, or would you say that it's universal?
Universal.
Universal. Okay, so it's universal. So the Rambam says, and this is where it's learned from, the Rambam. This is in Shluchim Shutzim Beis Aleph. Ein goy nasa shliach ledavar min hadvarim shebaolam. So a goy can't make it be a shliach for anything. Anything. V'chein ein Yisrael nasa shliach legoy ledavar min hadvarim. Nor could a Jew be a shliach for a goy for anything. Okay? Interesting. That's like it sounds like a different halacha, but it says a Jew can't be a shliach for a guy. Shneim are kain terimu gam atem. Ma atem b'nei beres, al shluchacha b'nei beres. Okay, that's the lema. He brings it down. V'hu ha'din l'chol ha'tor kula. It's not only truma's anything. U'ma mishalchacha b'nei beres. Right, just like the sender is ben beres, ap chol ha'tor kula mishalach ben beres. So a sender. Someone who makes a shliach has to be a ben bris. Okay? So a goy can't be a shliach, and a Jew can't be a shliach for the guy. I ask you a question. What do you think? Could a guy become a shliach for a guy? According to Limud. Okay, so I'll read the Rambam again. Okay, be careful. Let's see what it's from Shad of the Rambam. Ein ha-goy nasa shliach ledavar min hadvarim sheba'olam. V'chein ein Yisrael nasa shliach legoy ledavar min hadvarim. Sound like? So it sounds like they're on the Rambam that he can't. The goy can't be a shliach for anything. It doesn't say, Ein ha-goy nasa shliach li Yisrael. When he says Yisrael, he's saying Yisrael nasa shliach le-goy. But he should have said, Ein ha-goy nasa shliach li Yisrael. Right? He doesn't say it. He says, Ein ha-goy nasa shliach le-davar min ha-davar shmolam, anything. The implication would be even for a guy. So that's a good question, why not? I mean, you know, the Limud is only talking about, it would seem to be it's comparing the shliach and the mishaleach. So it would seem. I mean, there has to be like an equation of a guy and a guy. They're both goyim. So that's just something to keep in mind. Maybe at some point we can answer that. But okay, but I think that's the detail. Let's put that aside for the time being. Okay? So again, so let's take our Gemara step by step, right? So So I think before we're ready for the limud, it seems like the Gemara before the limud comes around, you have a svara. Okay, it seems like, I think that's prior to the limud. So this is just something without knowing any of the mudim, it's just a svara, that an eved can't become a shliach for gitin. Why? Because he's not in the ballpark. He's not in the parsha of Gitin. If you're not in the parsha of Gitin, then you can't be a shliach for Gitin. So the question is, what's the svara for that? You know, it's both. I mean, the Ram says, Kol Ksherin is in Gerish and Vavav. Kol Ksherin Shlichas Agat. Bein Shlich Kabbalah, Bein Shlich Halacha, Ve'avah Chutz Min HaChamisha, HaNachri, V'Acherish, V'Avid, V'Ashot, V'Akotan. Bein Kibil O'Hev, Yachar Mehem, Gerin no Agat. So, Goy can't do either side. Or an Eved can't do either side. No, so the question, what's a Svara? Apparently it's a Svara. Svara, that's what Rashi says, it's a Svara. That if you're not Shayach to get Gerish and Rekedushin, so you can't possibly be a Shliach for Gat. The question is, why not? I mean, you're Israel, you're Jewish, so who cares? So, so you can't have a Gat. So on. So I don't know, let's give you the question. What about a woman? Could a woman be a shliach for halacha, for bringing the get, for giving the get? Or could a man be a shliach for receiving the get? Yes. What? Yes, you can.
But that's institutions.
Okay, institutions, whatever. But yes, you can. But you see, even though he's not a bar hachi of a man's not a bar hachi of accepting a get, and a woman's not a bar hachi of giving a get, so just because you aren't a bar hachi of giving of doing the thing doesn't mean that you can't be a shliach. So I'm not saying this; it's exactly identical, but it's but what's the difference? And if you're telling me that you have to be, and a point is, an Evan's a Jew, and Evan is Kedush Yisrael, he's whatever, it's not a sin because he's not Jewish, he's Jewish, so why can't he do it? So because he can't get married, he's getting married, he's not the one getting married, the other guys are going getting married, and he's just being a shliach. So what does that have to do with, because you have to be able to get married, you're not getting married. Like let's say, as an example, like in America, I have an idea of a shliach, let's say power of attorney or something, right? Sister of Naaman. So let's say you have a halacha that, let's say you have a law that a certain purchase can only be done by a resident of a state. So a resident of New York. Right? So a certain amount, you only buy this land if you live in New York. Whatever. So now, can I make a shliach who lives in New Jersey? Power of attorney who lives in New Jersey? I would think you could in America. And what's the difference? Because the shliach is not, he's not purchasing it. He's purchasing his power of attorney for me. I'm the purchaser. I'm the one who's purchasing it. He just happens to be, he's my agent. He's not... The idea is who's buying it. The idea is in the matter of who's... He's not the one who's buying it. He's just my agent. So it's not a rule that the signature can't be by someone who lives in and who's not a resident. It's the idea of the purchase. So I don't see the svara. It would seem, if anything, the svara should be the other way. Because the agent is acting for the other guy. And as long as the other guy is a baruch who gets the mikdushin, who cares? Why shouldn't this? Well, how does that disqualify him, the agent? Good. Danny's saying that it means is that the action. See, this is something that's interesting. Is that, see, what is? For, let's say you just take a regular guy, and he watches this Nisinas Agat, right? So what's he going to say is taking place? He'll say the man is giving the woman a piece of paper that has some hirurot on it, or whatever. I mean, it's not. There's no. For a guy, vis-a-vis a guy, it's simply the action is simply an empty action. There's no oomph behind the action. The guy, it's just a mechanical action of putting a piece of paper in her hand, right, or throwing it into her field or whatever it is. You know what I mean? what makes this empty action, this mechanical action, into a maisa of maisa mitzvah, a maisa of get, is the tzivoy, the mitzvah. Because Hashem was mitzvah in this action. And this action is now, because of halacha, and the halacha which says this is not just a regular piece of paper, this is a chafetz shel get. And this nesina is not just handing over a piece of paper to a person, but it's a maisa gerushin. You know what I mean? But if you just take a person who's altogether like a guy, who has nothing to do with the whole world, he's simply not. He's not doing a ma'aseh gerushin. He's just doing a ma'aseh of handing a piece of paper to a woman. You know what I mean? Or an eved. Also, same thing. Is if he's not shayach altogether to the institution. So simply there's no reality to it's not a Maisa Gerishin. So a shliach means that if you do, and there's ideas that you can have someone else do the Maisa Gerishin for you. You point to Mishtech and then he does the Maisa Gerishin. But again, there's no such thing as a Maisa Gerishin for someone who is altogether not shayach to the institution of Gerishin. What's Gerishin? There's no, I mean, he may know that Jews have such a thing and he can understand it, but there's no category of action for him. So the question is, so why don't you say similarly that by a man there's no action of accepting a get, and by a woman there's no action of giving a get? Right? That's the gasha, right? So I think the answer to that is not so difficult, which is that what's pshat? I think actually Rashi might be saying it, but let's hold off for once. I'll get to Rashi in a second. But for instance, how many mitzvahs are there in the Torah of Gerishin? How many mitzvahs are there? How many? What do you think? One. One mitzvah, right? One mitzvah. There's not one mitzvah for a man to give a get and another mitzvah for a woman to receive a get, right? There's a mitzvah of Gerishin, which is to get divorced through get, right? Now, this institution has two sides of the institution, which is that the man is the one who is doing the divorce and the woman is the one who is getting divorced. But the mitzvah is on both of them, and it's nitzavet to both of them. It's just that there are different roles within the institution. But for a man recognizes the role, the action of a woman, and a woman recognizes the action of a man. In other words, there's a reality to the action on both sides of the coin. It's just that you have a certain role, given that you're the man and you're the one who's the baal, so you have the role of doing the action, and you're the woman, you have the role of getting the action done to you. But in other words, they're both shayach to the institution of Gitin, and both parts of the institution. It's just that that's not their role, they're not the baal, so they don't do that part of it. As opposed to an Eved is not shayach to the institution altogether. Okay? So when a man, if a man would do a, or I'm sorry, let's say a woman would do a maisa of giving a get, you'll say, is that action just an empty and mechanical action, or is that action a halachic action? So say it's a halachic action, because she's shayach to the mitzvah of Gerishin, and since she's shayach to the mitzvah of Gerishin, when she's doing a maisa of giving over a get. Now, of course, she's not the one getting divorced, the husband, the other guy is getting divorced, so she's a shliach of. So it's her action, this is giving the action. But that's what I think it means. But an Eved is not shayach to the institution klal. He's not shayach to klal. And that's why I think, that's why it's by a goy is shayach to truma. Now, he may not be shayach to truma of a Jew. I mean, he's not a Jew. But he is shayach to truma. And if he takes off truma, it's an action of a sinus truma. As Gemara says, he could take off truma of his own. And there's reality to it. So once you're in the fray, once you're in the ballpark of the action, so then you just differentiate it in a particular, so then the action is still going to have its character. That would be like with a resident of New York and New Jersey. It's not pshat that a resident of New Jersey has no shaychus whatsoever to the purchase of this property. No, of course he has shaychus. It's a sale, it's an acquisition, and the acquisition applies to everybody. It's just an external limitation that you can only do it if you're so-and-so. But intrinsically, he's relevant to the institution of purchasing. I mean, you wouldn't be able to have a monkey do the power of attorney, because he's not relevant to the whole institution altogether. So that, I think that's what Rashi says. Eino b'shum tzad heter eishas esh. She'eino megarish, so ain't lo kedushin. It could be something that means, eino b'shum tzad heter eishas esh. I'm guessing. I mean, it's hard to know for sure. But Rashi, what does he mean, eino b'shum tzad heter eishas esh? It means the Eved is not in any side of this, you know. Here's what he means. He's like, it could be it's hard to know what he's doing, but it answers our question well, is that he's not on any, he's totally removed from the whole ballpark. As opposed to a man or a woman, are b'shum tzad, they may not be on this side or on that side, but they're part of the institution, they're barachis of the institution. In some manner, or the goy is the barachi of the institution of truma. Although he's not for Jews, he's not chayiv in truma, but at least the institution is a reality to him. There's such a thing as a maisa of truma to him. Such a thing as a maisa of gerishin for a man or for a woman. There's no such thing as a maisa of a gerishin for an avid. He's altogether not part of the whole parsha of kedushin. So his action is simply an empty action. So that's a svara. It can't be that that's going to be. It can't be that that will be that will qualify for me, because shliach doesn't mean shliach means I don't have to do the action. But there's definitely a din of a ma'isik erushin. It's just that the ma'isik erushin could be done by someone else for me. Like Ariel says, like if you roll a get down a hill and it falls into our shos, maybe you'd say that's my action. But assuming that you say it's not my, you don't just say gravity it could do, you need a ma'isik erushin. So it's just that another person's ma'isik could qualify for me. But that's if the other person has such a thing as a ma'isik erushin. It may as well you're getting it. It's like if an eved would do a ma'isik erushin, it's like a monkey doing a ma'isik erushin. He has no relationship to the framework of kedushin and erushin, and his action is not an actual erushin. It may be a human action of giving, he's not actually a monkey, but vis-a-vis erushin, he's not doing erushin. There's no such thing as a ma'isik erushin for an eved. Good? Okay. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's fine for an Aved, but what about for a Goy vis-a-vis Chumas Maisos? A Goy vis-a-vis Chumas Maisos, he is shaykh to doing Chumas Maisos. Right, and that's why it could be in mitzvahs also. Like in mitzvahs, you see, like, you could have an Eina Mitzvah of Osa. You know, like in theory, I mean, in general, mitzvahs, you have an Eina Mitzvah of Osa. A Goy could do a mitzvah as an Eina Mitzvah of Osa. I think, you know, most mitzvahs, a Goy could do a mitzvah, but he's saying it's probably like Aved can't do Kedushin or Gerushin as an Eina Mitzvah of Osa. It's not that kind of a mitzvah. But it says by a guy, he can take off chuma. He's shaykh to take off chuma. So the question is, so why can't he be, why can't he be my shliach? His action is an action of a freshes chuma. It's true, he's not chayev, but why can't he be my shliach? So that's what the Gemara says, Misvara, you're right. In theory, he should be able to. But the Gemara says, no. That's what you need, like a ga'atem ga'matem. Just like your b'nei b'res, avsluchachem b'nei b'res. Right? So the question is, what's the svara there? Or what's the limud, what svara is being supplied by the limud? Okay, what's the idea? I mean, it's just a rule? Yikshlech can't be, it has to be Jewish? I mean, what's the sense of that rule? And it's a funny way to say, b'nei b'res. I mean, just say, mashallah, Yisrael, I mean, you could say whatever. What's the whole idea? It's a funny way to say it. Yes, he does have the ma'isa, but still, he can. Even though he has the ma'isa, he still can't be a shlich. It's like an external posel or something like that. But what's the why? I mean, I'm just throwing a posel. I mean, but you know, it's a super added halacha. If there's no exeris kasev, you say he could do it, but it's a limud which teaching you know he can't. All right. Yeah, let me just point that. See, this limud is also from Omnis. It's not only for mitzvos and for whatever, the ben bris. So if you want to say a ben bris, he's not shaykh with mitzvos in the same way. I mean, but you see, this is a limud applies even to Omnis. Right, this limud is in Hilchos Shluchim Meshutvim, which is not a halachos of mitzvos per se. It's a halacha davar d'nor shabaolam. Altogether, he's not shaykh to anything. Okay, so something like this is that, how is it that his action, that he could be like my agent? How could it be that he's working for me? Okay? Because he's him and I'm me. Right? So how does that work? So the simple way to learn is because there's a minoy shlichos. I appoint him. There's a halachic reality to my minoy shlichos that I appoint him and I define him as like a subordinate, as an agent. Right? This is my appointment renders him, and now when he acts, he is acting on my behalf. Right? Okay. Like in America, there's an idea, like you have signed power form or a document called power of attorney. There's a process of rendering him my subordinate. Okay, and if that's the case, then why can't you do that minoy to a guy? You don't mean to a guy, you mean to a Jew, what's the difference? See, but it could be is that the Gemara is saying is no. I mean, it's true you need a minoy, but there's a more primary reason why he could act for me. And that's because of the bris of Torah. Which means, like you see, for instance, as halacha of Klai Yisrael or Eben Zebazah. Which means that, like, if I, in general, in order to be motzi someone in a bracha, so I have to be a mechuyav v'davar, right? I have to be mechuyav v'davar. I'm even aware of that, right? I have to be mechuyav v'davar. But let's say, so someone who's not obligated in a certain mitzvah can't be motzi someone else. So like a woman who's, let's say, isn't obligated in Mikra Megillah or whatever, or not Mikra Megillah, it's not good, but in Sukkah, can't be motzi a man in his mitzvah, his bracha of Sukkah. She's saying she's in mechuyav davar, but let's say someone who's already yotzei their mitzvah, yatsa motzi. Someone who's already yotzei their mitzvah, they could still make a bracha for someone else. Aye, but they're not obligated. So I'm not sure if this is the fact or this is a svara, but an idea, I don't think Marcel says openly, is that, no, I have an obligation, means I am obligated to help someone else do their mitzvahs. So when I am obligated in a mitzvah, I have a primary obligation to do it myself, I'm mechuyev davar, but I'm also mechuyev to assist someone else in doing the mitzvah. Okay, and so far as I am, so I could be like a mechuyev davar in a secondary sense, which is I have an obligation to all of Klal Yisrael to ensure that they're involved in Shemiras HaMitzvahs. And my obligation is not only to myself, primarily to each person has to watch out for himself first. But there's a secondary obligation on all of Klal Yisrael, where Arevim Zevazeh, Arevim means co-signers. Right? A co-signer for a loan means if you don't, the guy doesn't pay, you're responsible. So, and that's why they bring that up by like Achan. In the case where one Jew is took the spoils of the Klal Yisrael and all the Jews were punished for it. So why would they do wrong? But that's part of the bris of Klal Yisrael, is that we're all Arevim Zevazeh, and we have a mutual responsibility for each other. We're an Am. And we have responsibilities in Am. So it means I have to help you out, and you have to help me out, and we're involved in a joint mission of Klal Yisrael. And you can't have Klal Yisrael through an individual. An individual can't be involved in the Kiddush Hashem. You need a klal. So there's and that's halachic. That's halachic principle. And there's the bris of Torah united us under a joint mission. So the thing is that, so for instance, if a person is trying to do a mitzvah, let's say a person wanted to do gerushin or kiddushin, I'd be, in a certain sense, I'd be obligated to help him out, to assist him. Or the guy wants to do truma, I'd be obligated to assist him in doing it. Now, what would that mean to assist him? So the thing is, since I have an obligation to assist him, there's like an underlying obligation on my part to help him. So therefore, I could become his agent. In other words, I could actually assist him through shlichus. Through mino. In other words, the mino shlichus activates an underlying responsibility of me to him, to help him do his maisa. Since I'm obligated to him to assist him, so the mino, you know, that's what the pasuk is teaching me, that shlichus can't exist in a vacuum. It can't just be you take two random people and you say that you become my agent. You become secondary to me. We have nothing to do with each other. But if there's a bris of Klal Yisrael, there is a bris and we're a unit involved in a joint mission and helping each other out in the world of halacha, in the world of Torah. So now, that's a very abstract, that I have a responsibility to all Jews. But now when I have a minoy shlichus, I'm supposed to be activating his role as helping me out, and now he becomes my subordinate, and my shliach, my agent. And that's how shlichus works. So minoy shlichus has to be predicated upon the reality of the two b'nei bris, who have a mutual obligation towards one another. Now I could be his agent to assist him in mitzvahs and even in dinei mamonos. Mitzvahs is also part of halacha. So we have a mutual obligation to assist, to help each other out. I have to help him to handle them alone. That's part of the role. So since there is an under, that's what it's saying. Gam atem. And so it's be makish, the shlich and the mishaleach, means that you can only do this shlichos. You can only be his agent if there's a prior hekesh, a prior relationship between the shlich and the mishaleach. Namely, they're both involved in the bris, and that's why he's using bris. So that's the bris of Torah. So not just saying the Yisrael, you know, you have to both be Yisrael. The bris is saying that if that exists, then you could build, the mino shlichus could build upon that underlying substratum and activate that underlying responsibility towards the other guy. Without that, it doesn't work. And if that's the idea, so then you could see very well why a guy can't be a shlich for a guy. It's because a guy and a guy, two goyim, aren't part of the same am. They're not part of the same. There's no institution like that. This is just an institution. So a Jew can't be a shaykh for a guy can't be a shaykh for a Jew, and a guy can't be a shaykh for a guy. So that's what I'm saying. Is that a guy can't be shaykh for anybody. He doesn't say for a Jew. Because a guy is altogether not a barachi of this old bris. And a Jew who is a barachi of bris can't be a shaykh for a guy. Because again, this has nothing to do with a guy. It's only a Jew for a Jew. Because that's the din of bris. It could be that's why the Rambam brings down the limud. I was wondering, why does the Rambam bring down the limud, you know? I said they have Ma'an Ben Bris. But it could be, if you just said, like, a guy can't be shliach, you think it's just like an external halacha. Just like a psal. Halacha is a posel. It's possible to be a shliach, for whatever reason. Some external thing. But showing you, it's because of the nature of the mechanism of shlichus. It underscores the underlying principle which the institution of shlichus is based upon. So you just wouldn't understand, you'd have a different concept if you didn't bring that down. Yes. So I think what I'm going to do at this point, I think I'm going to jump. Okay? I think I'm going to jump. Which is too very far. The Gemara now basically, I think, is done at this point in the Gemara with Shlichos. And there's certain like details working out more the Chajm in the Gemara. But I think the main idea is here. It jumps quite soon. I mean, it's going to play out the rest of this Chuma stuff. But then it goes to this idea of Zachon Lalan Shalab Afanav. But I'm going to skip that. And I'm going to jump to Ein Shechel Dor Aveira. I think that's the thing we're going to do next. So Ein Shechel Dor Aveira is very interesting thing. Yeah, it's packed. And it's V'hod D'Tanan. It's on Mem Beis, Amud Beis. D'Tanan, it's like halfway down the page. D'Tanan is the last word on the line. Okay, let's leave the angels over there. So I guess we'll start off with that. And I mean, you'll see the problems are, you know, coming pretty quickly come up. Okay, and we're going to do this in parallel to, maybe we'll do it afterwards. The Sugim Bab Metzia is also about the angels over there.